Chapter 5 Benedick and Beatrice in the Garden. Benedick was walking in Leonardo's garden. He was thinking about his friend Claudio.
He's certainly very different now that he's in love with Hiero,
he told himself.
Claudio and I used to be very similar. We used to laugh at men who fell in love. Now look at him. He's lost his interest in the army. All he cares about is Hiero and what she thinks.
Benedick shook his head impatiently.
No,
he told himself.
I like women, but I'll never fall in love with one. That's for sure.
Just then, he saw the prince and a group of men come into the garden. One of the men was Claudio.
Ha ha ha, the great lover!
Benedick laughed to himself.
I'll hide here and hear what Claudio and the prince are talking about.
The prince, however, had already seen Benedick in the garden. He touched Claudio on the arm and pointed to where Benedick was hiding.
Remember my plan to make Benedick fall in love with Beatrice?
He said softly. Don Pedro called Balthazar loudly.
Let's have some music, my friend,
he commanded.
I want to hear that song you were singing before.
Balthazar stepped forward. The musicians began to play, and Balthazar started to sing. His song was about love. The song suggested that women should not trust men. All men were liars about love.
Sigh no more, ladies, sigh no more. Men were deceivers ever. One foot in sea, one foot on shore, to one thing constant, never. Then sigh not so, but let them go, and you be blithe and bonny, converting all your sounds of woe into hey, nonny. Nonny.
Everyone applauded when the song was finished.
That was a good song, my friend.
Don Pedro told Balthazar.
Remember that we shall want some good songs tomorrow night. We're all going to sing outside Hero's bedroom window.
I shall do my best,
Balthazar replied politely. He bowed to the prince and walked back to the house with the musicians. Don Pedro waited until Balthazar and the musicians were out of sight. Then he looked at the place where Benedick was hiding and winked at Claudio. Claudio smiled back at him. The prince began to speak in a loud voice to Leonardo.
What was that you were saying before?
He asked.
Something about Beatrice being in love with Benedick?
Leonardo winked back at Claudio and Don Pedro before he replied.
It's true, sir,
he said very seriously.
I can hardly believe it myself. Beatrice has always been rude to Benedick. But she loves him. There's no doubt about that.
Perhaps she's just pretending to be in love,
Don Pedro said.
What makes you think she's really in love?
She told you all about it, didn't she?
Leonardo said to Claudio.
Did you think she was pretending?
She's really in love,
Claudio replied.
The poor girl loves Benedick desperately. She told me herself. But she'll never say anything to him. She can't tell him, you see, because she's always been so rude to him. She thinks Benedick would just laugh at her.
She's even tried writing a letter to tell him what she feels,
Leonardo said.
But she didn't send it. She tore the letter up. Poor girl. She's suffering very badly.
Don Pedro was very pleased at the way his plan was going. He found it difficult not to laugh. He controlled himself, however.
Why don't we tell Benedick that Beatrice is in love with him?
He suggested.
Perhaps we could help Beatrice by letting him know.
No, no, you mustn't do that,
Claudio interrupted.
It would do Beatrice no good. Benedick would just laugh at her. We mustn't say anything, sir.
The men stayed in the garden for a while longer, and then they all went back into the house. Benedick remained in the garden by himself. He was very surprised at what he had heard. He began to think about Beatrice in a new way.
"It's true she's a beautiful girl,"
he told himself.
"She's also a very honourable girl. There's no doubt about that. They say she loves me."
His ideas about Beatrice began to change.
"Perhaps I've been wrong about her,"
he thought.
"She's a lovely girl, after all."
He began to walk slowly back to the house. He was very thoughtful. Suddenly, he saw Beatrice in the garden. He was pleased to see her, and he smiled at her.
"I've been sent to look for you,"
Beatrice told him coldly.
"Dinner is ready, and everyone is waiting for you."
Benedick decided to be very polite to Beatrice now that he thought she loved him.
"Thank you for the trouble you have taken to find me,"
he said courteously.
"Trouble?"
Beatrice repeated.
"It was no trouble to come and look for you."
"If it was no trouble, perhaps it was a pleasure to come and look for me,"
Benedick asked gently.
"What makes you think it was a pleasure?"
Beatrice replied angrily. She walked away from Benedick. Benedick followed her into the house.
"There's no doubt about it,"
he thought.
"She's in love with me, all right. She said it was no trouble to come and look for me. She really does love me."
The first part of Don Pedro's plan had gone well. Benedick was sure that Beatrice loved him, and he was beginning to look at her in a different way. Now it was Hero's turn to persuade Beatrice that Benedick loved her. She went into the garden with her two ladies in waiting, Ursula and Margaret. She sent Margaret to look for Beatrice.
"Tell her that we're talking about her," Hero ordered Margaret. "Tell her to come and listen to what we say."
Margaret went back into the house, and soon Beatrice came into the garden. Beatrice approached Hero and Ursula carefully, so that she would not be seen. She listened to the conversation of the two girls. At first, she could not believe what she was hearing.
"So you see,"
Hero was saying to Ursula,
"poor Benedick is terribly in love with Beatrice."
"Are you sure about that?"
Ursula asked.
"I thought that Benedick did not like Beatrice at all."
"It's true," Hero told her. "Claudio and the prince told me all about it. They asked me to talk to Beatrice, but I said it would do no good. Beatrice is very proud, and she would just laugh at poor Benedick."
"You're probably right,"
Ursula agreed. Then she went on in a loud voice.
"Beatrice is so proud that she can't love anyone. It's better not to say anything to her about Benedick. She would just make the poor man suffer horribly with her cruelty and her jokes."
"I'm going to talk to Benedick," Hero said. "I'm going to help him if I can. I'm going to tell him that he's far too good for Beatrice."
Ursula sighed deeply.
"It's true that Benedick is a very handsome man,"
she said softly.
"Many women would be happy if he fell in love with them."
Ursula and Hero began to walk back to the house. They knew that Beatrice had been listening to their talk. They both wanted to laugh at the trick they had played on Beatrice, but they managed to look serious. Beatrice was not pleased at what she had heard.
"My friends think I am too proud to love,"
she told herself.
"They say Benedick loves me. They say he is a good man. Perhaps they're right. Perhaps I should love Benedick."